thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Any Texan who saw or heard news reports about the Minneapolis bridge collapse must have had a moment when he or she wondered, could something like that happen here? After all, over half of the Texas bridges are more than 30 years old. Mark Ball, a spokesman with the Texas Department of Transportation, says we have nothing to worry about.
Very little likelihood. Now, typically what happens if there is a disaster such as what has occurred out of the state, it's not just one thing. So we have these one particular things that happen on our bridge system every day. We have incidents where there's flooding or there's a vehicle that damages the road or there's a bridge that's hit because of some type of water cargo of some kind. But you combine those things, and that's usually what happens to cause something significant. I don't see any of that happening right now in the state of Texas.
But wait a minute. The State Transportation Department's own report released last fall says 20% of Texas bridges, that's about 10,000 of them, are either structurally deficient or functionally obsolete. That doesn't sound comforting.
Doesn't mean the bridge isn't safe. Just means that it doesn't meet today's standards. Do they need to be improved today? Of course. When we're suggesting that they are functionally obsolete, what we're implying is it may be two lanes wide, it needs to be three. Or if we're saying that it is structurally deficient, the truth of the matter might be that it doesn't have shoulders on the side of the bridge. So for example, if there was a breakdown, currently they may have to break down and stall in one of the lanes, and we obviously would like to get them out of harm's way by having shoulders. So we would like to modernize them all and have them built to today's standards. But in fact, we can't do that. It's just cost prohibitive.
Ball says bridges in Texas are inspected at least every 2 years. And if they pass over water, scuba divers swim down to examine the supports.
They literally climb all over these bridges, under them, through them, etc., to find a problem. And if they do find a problem, then it requires additional inspection.
Minnesota's governor says his State Department of Transportation also conducted frequent inspections of the collapsed I-35W bridge, most recently in 2005 and 2006. Those reports described deficiencies as minor. While something obviously failed in the monitoring of that bridge, transportation officials in Texas believe drivers traversing the bridges in this state are safe. Shelley Koffler, KERA News,